Welcome to Sunday Inspiration Star 94.7 Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Stringer. Each week, we will be joined by wonderful guests who will share their testimonies and the goodness of God. I'm joined with my guest today, Evangelist Melissa Manuel. Welcome.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Yes, it's such an honor to have you as my guest. I had an opportunity to attend the Holy Convocation, and you were there, and you showed me so much love. I could just feel the vibration of the Holy Spirit coming from you, and I just wanted to invite you to be a guest and talk to our listeners today. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I am from Fort Worth, Texas, currently live in Fort Worth, Texas, currently serving within the ministry as a evangelist missionary in the Church of God in Christ. I attend the Love Sanctuary Church of God in Christ. My pastor and bishop is Bishop Reginald L. Williams, First Lady Pia Haynes Williams. I'm grateful to God, married, having a daughter. She's now 14 years old. I've been married for about 20 years, so grateful to God, saved and living a life for Jesus, just loving Him the more. I work every day, a full-time job, so mother, you know, evangelist, as well as a wife.
Wow, that's awesome. It's so good to hear that. And I know that you have a word that you want to share with our listeners on today.
Thank you. I am so grateful for the opportunity to share my story, the great awesome power of God in our lives. I'm reminded in the book of Revelations where it talks about in 12 and 11, it talks about having conquered Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, for they love not their own lives unto death, that we've already conquered the enemy, and that the scripture also reflects that we're more than conquerors through Him that have loved us. To be more than a conqueror means that not only do we achieve victory, but we are overwhelmingly victorious, that we can conquer anything that stands against us with the word that God has already provided to us. And I know from my own personal experience that physical healing is available through prayer, that we are able, we have access to the healing power of God. I would like this August body of believers to be reminded of God, our healer, that Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals, according to Exodus 15 and 26, is yet available. In this season, I'm asking God to supersize our faith, you know, to give us that faith that we would believe that impossible. And so in my sharing of my story, my personal testimony is that I was diagnosed with lupus. Lupus, I don't know if some people may not know, it is an autoimmune disease. There's currently treatment available, but I was advised there's currently no cure for this particular disease. And prior to me being diagnosed, I had never been sick before. I had not become accustomed to taking any type of medication. I was one of them that believed that if you could have it, God could heal it. And so I didn't even take the daily Tylenol until it got to the worst type of situation. So I wasn't accustomed to routinely taking medications. But now I was faced with taking several pills a day in order to complete the simple task in life. And as you know, when you're dealing with a battle sometimes, sister, sometimes the negative things are highlighted. Sometimes we would see all the things that I was used to being able to do, I'm no longer able to do. The physical effects of this disease would sometimes overshadow my spiritual knowledge or even the vision, yes, of what God had given to me. And so I went from full functioning to the inability to raise my arms above my head and the inability to use my hands to do simple functions such as writing or even opening up a bottle. So during this period, I was seeing the doctor every 2 weeks, and each report, it seemed to get more negative than the last appointment. And it was unfortunate that when you hear of so many people that suffer with this type of condition, you hear about the tragedy or the devastation. Many would share their stories of loved ones that had passed on due, yes, to the battle of that disease. And, you know, so you kind of get a little disheartened, like that's the outcome for you. And so I would continue to spend my time in prayer. I continued to read the Word of God, and I still attended my church faithfully.
Wow.
I realized that I loved the Lord, and I felt sure of my salvation. I even kind of got into the mode of understanding that, you know, we live a life of that tries to be pleasing to God so that we can spend eternity with Him, that was our end goal. And that's still which holds true today. But I was 29 years old. I understood that people die young. This was a fact. This happens all the time. So I had kind of resided in my spirit that it was okay, that I was content with this. And I thought that it was, you know, that this type of spirit was taking residence in my spirit. And the question was, I never asked, was, God, what does you say about my situation? I had made my own resolution regarding that issue, but I failed to hear God's word concerning that matter. So in my time, like I said, I was continuing to pray. I was continuing to seek God. And early one morning, I know it was a Sunday morning, as I would wake up at 5:00 a.m. and I was seeking the Lord, you know, just, you know, going before Him as I normally would do. And God gave me His word on that morning. He gave me Psalms 118 and 17, 17 and 18, that says, I shall not die, but live
wow.
and declare the
wow.
works of the Lord.
The Thank
Lord
you, Jesus.
Chastened me sore, but He had not given me over to death. And believe me, I'll tell you, when God gives you His word, you can run.
Yes.
It's life. His word is life. And I knew and understood that I now can live, and I would live. And it put the fight in my spirit. God's word put that fight there. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
That it's not over until He
says it's
that
over.
It's over. So I had to grab hold of that word and was determined to live what the word says I could do or the word says I could have. So I began to seek the Lord even more. I became so desperate for Him, you know, wanting to know what His will was and what His plan was for my life. And I was reminded in Hezekiah, it's in of the story of Hezekiah in 2 Kings and 20, where he said he turned his face to the wall and prayed. And he prayed out to God. He even reminded God of his history, of his record. And have been able to use that as a template for my own lifestyle now that I had to, you know, shut out the words of other people, shut down, you know, the negativity. Anything that was contrary to what I believe God for, those things had to be shut out. It had no place in my mind and it had no place in my mouth. And I began to decree and declare the things of the Lord. Because He even told us in His word that He would perfect those things that concerned us. And so I was looking for Him to do this mighty, miraculous thing in my body. Our Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, to cast down imaginations and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God and bring it into captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ. And that God's word is true and we can stand on it. And so I began to stand on His word, looking for the manifestation of God to do that. And I stand today telling you that I have been completely healed of this disease.
Hallelujah.
There's no sign, no symptoms, there's no trace.
Thank you, Jesus. When did you notice that the manifestations was coming? When did you see it happening?
So I believe mine happened in stages, right? It was a faith walk. When I was talking about supersized faith, it was that activation of faith. I had sought the Lord, and He had given me confirmation. But at that time, I don't feel like my faith was as high as it needed to be. And I believe that He stretched my faith during that time. It's like I went from a weekday faith to month days of faith, because what I had to do, and this is my own personal experience, was to exercise faith day by day. So initially it was, God, I'm believing you that you had healed me, and today I'm only going to take 3 of these pills. And then the next month, you know, until I was down to 0.
You said something key. You wasn't looking at the future. This is what I love. You said, God, today I'm going to take today by faith. When a lot of us look at the whole future, oh my goodness, I got to handle this situation here. But you took the step that a lot of people miss, the one day today. You know, a lot of people don't know how to take those steps.
And I just feel like he stretched my faith that now, you know, before I may have had a one day faith, but he stretched it now to where I could believe for the impossible, that no matter how long it takes, he's going to bring it to pass. And so, that's what I needed at the time. I can assure that he can be counted faithful, that, you know, day by day I was able to decrease the amount of medication in order to now receive that complete healing. And this is not something that, you know, that hasn't been medically proven. It's no longer am prescribed any type of medication for this particular disease. And I'm just grateful to God for his miraculous healing in my body.
Wow. I want you to encourage someone that is struggling with their faith.
I am praying for this listening audience that God would supersize our faith during this season, that in spite of what it looks like, I will hold on until my change comes. God is not a man that he should lie. He is not a man. If he did it for one, he'll do it for another. I just believe God for anything. There is nothing too hard for our God. If we can have it, God can heal it.
Wow, you were so awesome. Can you just say a prayer over our listeners today over the air?
Praise God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God. We recognize you to be our God, our healer, God. And I ask on today that anyone that is listening under the sound of our voice, God, that you would touch them, God. Touch them from the very crown of their head to the sole of their feet, God. We ask that you would meet their need, God. Those that are struggling and believing you, God, that you would supersize faith, God, that you would activate it on their behalf, God. God, we thank you for what you're doing in our lives, that our faith would be increased, God, day
thank
by
you,
day.
Lord.
Step by step, God, that we would walk with you. We would trust you the more
yes.
for everything that concerns us, God. And we thank you for this season, this holiday season, God. We come against this depression, oh God. We come against those that are in need, God. We ask that you would touch their need, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and
thank
we
you,
ask you according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for being my guest. Be sure to tune in to the next podcast right here on 947-star.com.